We need your help today, O God. We hear your word and walk in your world, but struggle to intertwine the two. Your word brings the light of truth to a world that is often cast in darkness, but sometimes allowing that light to scatter our darkness is uncomfortable, like moving from a dark room to a sunlit lawn. We blink the light away, shield our eyes, and we long, even for a moment, for the comfort of the darkness. So we need your help to hear your word, that we might, that it might guide us through this world from the darkness to the light. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, our truth and our hope. Amen. So we are in unsettling times. It's not to say that the weeks that have gone by have been particularly easy on us, but if we're being honest with ourselves, we've found a way to fall into new routines. After about 2 weeks, many of us could imagine what the next day would look like. We even managed to make plans in the midst of it all. We've got some things to get, we have to go to the store, but we figured out when the lines are long and when we can get in and out quickly. We might not like it, but we've found a way to be comfortable through this. So what is unsettling? Well, recently there's been talk of easing restrictions, of moving again from something that we have come to know, we might not like it, but know it, to something new. It's unsettling because we're also not going back to what we knew before. Not right away, at least, maybe not ever. We're in a time of transition from a comfortable we don't like to a future that we don't know. And with that transition comes uncertainty of when we'll get from where we are to where we're going. And with that uncertainty, lots of bad things happen. We become impatient. We rush. We make mistakes. And the work that we've done, the physical distancing, the staying home, could be undone because we don't like small steps and long journeys. Mostly we don't like it because we might change on the way. And if we haven't figured it out yet, we don't like change. And that's what today's reading is about: people reacting poorly to change. Paul shares a truth that he has come to know, a truth about Christ that changed his life, a truth that he could not help but share. Some heard the story that he told, the impossible, amazing story, and they wanted to make that story a part of who they would be. Others couldn't abide change, not the change that Paul was talking about, and not at the rate that he was suggesting it. And as people do across time, they tried to stifle that change, to chase it away. We are not unlike the people of Thessalonica. And I don't just mean about how we're responding to the pandemic and the transition time that we're moving into. We are people in unsettling times, but as people of faith, we are also the church in unsettling times, called to continue to be the church, even though it's hard and different and weird and uncomfortable. And it's easy to think that the way things are right now is only temporary, that they won't last, that we can get back to being church the way that we know and understand. It's easy to fall into that trap. Like some of those who heard Paul's message of change, we aren't all entirely comfortable with the changes to how we've been living into being church. Not everyone's on Facebook or even likes Facebook. Not everybody knows or even likes computers. Online just isn't the same as in person. There's lots of reasons for something not to work or for us not to try it. But most of them are just a smokescreen for what we really feel but won't admit. It's not church the way that we're used to. It's not church the way that we prefer. It's not church the way it was and hope will be again. But whatever church was, whatever church will be, it doesn't matter. Because we are called to be the church today, right now. We are called to continue to engage in the word with one another, to worship with one another, to reach out, even if it isn't physically, to hold one another with care, to heal, to help. It might be in a new way. It might be in a way that we're not used to, and it might be in a way that we are not comfortable with. But the way that Christ walked was never a comfortable one. The word that Paul preached was never a comfortable one. Waiting for the church to go back to what we remember it to be and allowing that waiting to get in the way of experiencing church in a new way is a trap. And it's not a new trap. It's not something that just came around because of the pandemic. The church is always changing because we as people are always changing. The church today isn't the same as it was before the pandemic, but the church before the pandemic wasn't the same as the church that I grew up in. And the church that I grew up in, it wasn't the same as the church that you grew up in. The church isn't the same because the church isn't the building. The church is the people. People grow. People change. Hoping for the church to go back to the way it was, whether we mean the church before the pandemic or the church of the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, is like hoping that we could go back to being children, go back to being teenagers, go back to a version of ourselves that we remember fondly. We want to be the church as it was in the best times of our memory. We want to be that because being the church in the hard times, the worst of times, is not easy. And we let that desire for church to be the way that we remember it to be get in the way of being what the church needs to be. And if we can't be the church, really be the church in the worst of times, how can we expect, how can we hope to be the church in the best of times? Now, this isn't meant to be a message of finger-pointing or guilting. Rather, I'm trying to open you up to new possibilities. We are in a truly unique time in the history of the church, mainly because we can't do things the way we've always done them, because they won't work. No longer can we strive to emulate the church in the exact same way as it was handed to us, because it won't work. Even in the midst of these unsettling times, we can still be the church. We just have to be open to the opportunities that the Holy Spirit is offering to us. And the truth is, the church always finds out who it really is in the unsettling, the uncomfortable times. People like Paul and the other apostles were not laying the foundation of the church in times of ease with people open to new ideas. They couldn't wait for things to go back to the way things were because it was all in front of them. They had to build it. They had to walk a path that hadn't been walked before, try things that they hadn't tried before. The good news that we find in our reading today, a truth that we should allow to be a part of our being, is the determination and faith of Paul. He wasn't always a follower of Christ. In fact, he was a persecutor of Christ's followers. But he was confronted with something that invited him to change. He encountered Christ and allowed the routine of his life to change, and he started walking a path something new. And that was Paul's whole ministry, not a goal or a destination, but a journey of faith, of small steps that required him to learn and grow and teach and change all the time. This is the good news that we should hear, because adapting to how we engage our faith is part of our DNA as the church. Being averse to change might be part of who we are as human beings, but the ability to see beyond what we know to what might be is a divine gift. So as we continue to move through this time as the church, let us always remember that gift, to be open to what the church can be, what it needs to be. Let us be the hands and feet of Christ in this ever-changing world. Amen.